here's a story from The World.
We start today in Jordan, where a dramatic series of events is unfolding. Over the weekend, the government accused a former crown prince, Hamza bin Hussein, of planning, quote, a malicious coup. Prince Hamza denied the accusations in a video and said the Jordanian authorities have placed him under house arrest. For the U.S. and its allies in the Middle East, this is a worrying development. Jordan has long been a linchpin of stability in the region. And as the world's Shirin Jafari reports, all of this is happening at a time when Jordan's economy is struggling.
37-year-old Kamal has been following the news on social media. That's where he gets most of his news, he tells me, from his home in the Jordanian capital, Amman. And here's why.
I mean, at the same time, every major news channel, which is broadcasting from abroad, we're interviewing people from Jordan and we're talking about the subject. State TV had a documentary about the benefits of honey extracted from bees.
The media is tightly controlled, he says. Kamal himself fears speaking publicly about the royal family. That's why he asked me to only use his first name. What's been happening in Jordan in the past few days is rare. The kingdom has been politically stable for a long time. Disputes within the royal family are typically kept behind closed doors.
For us, we are not used to say any bad words or to accuse anyone of the royal family directly. So this shocked Jordanians a lot.
I'm making this recording today to try to explain what's happened over the last few hours.
This is the voice of Prince Hamza, half-brother of King Abdullah II, Jordan's current ruler. The government says Hamza has been involved in a malicious plot with foreign help to destabilize the country. In this video, Hamza denies that. He says he's effectively been put under house arrest and that his communication to the outside world has been cut off. He says he sent out this video on Saturday using a satellite phone.
Even to criticize a small aspect of a policy leads to arrest and abuse by the security services.
Prince Hamza formerly had the title Crown Prince, but in 2004, the king stripped him of that position and made his own son Crown Prince. Hamza is popular among tribal members in Jordan, according to analysts. He has been taking part in meetings with them in the past few months where allegedly people criticize government policies, specifically economic policies. Dalia Fahmy teaches political science at Long Island University.
The current king, when he came into power, he really focused on economic reforms and not on political reforms. So for the former crown prince, Prince Hamza, to critique his brother on economic mismanagement is really targeting what the king has been touting for himself.
Jordan's economy has been hurting a lot lately, Fahmy says. Corruption, mismanagement, the coronavirus pandemic have all played a role. And people are feeling the pain, says Kamal, the resident in Amman.
As Jordanian in general, we do support our king. You know, we do believe that there is no other solution outside the royal family. However, I do believe that Jordan as a state could have been run much better when it comes to the economic aspect.
Kamal has two young daughters, the ones you hear in the background. He says he pays taxes on baby formula. Prices of basic goods like cooking oil are way up. And the same with electricity.
At the same time, you know, we are now using online education for our kids. So what happens if you're not able to pay your bills?
Some 14 other individuals have been arrested in Jordan besides the former crown prince. Among them, Bassem Abdallah, a former cabinet minister and head of the royal court, and Sharif Hassan bin Zayed, a member of the royal family. But as bad the tensions in Jordan seem, Dalia Fahmy of Long Island University says it's unlikely that major political changes are imminent.
The continuation of the king is not what's in jeopardy here. It's really internal popularity, internal dissent, and whether the king will be able to accommodate this by some sort of set of reforms.
Meanwhile, Washington is watching all of this very closely. Jordan is an important ally for the U.S. in the region. The U.S. has military bases and some 3,000 troops there. On Saturday, State Department spokesman said that King Abdullah has the full support of the United States. For The World, I'm Shirin Jafari. From PRX.